Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me. This is Natasha L. Brown, and you are listening to My New Peace Radio. We are live in here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on YouTube, and we are trying to get YouTube back into the stream here. Let's see what is going on. All right, so again, thank you so much for joining me, and we are going live in both places. And if this is your first time listening, I am Natasha L. Brown, your host and healing evangelist as well as holistic advocate. I educate women on how to reverse disease by creating a self-healing machine. I am also the author of 4 self-empowerment books, and you can find me at natashalbrown.com to get more information. And let me get myself set here. So today's topic is the healing power of forgiveness. And that is a powerful topic, I do believe. And what is so amazing to me about the topic is that it's not something that many of us instantly do. In most cases, we are in the mindset that we don't necessarily need to forgive. But it is something that we need to do, and it's something we need to practice because it has negative effects on the body as well as on the mental and emotional health. So you want to keep in mind how you are interacting when it comes to forgiveness. So some of the other places you can connect with me, if not on YouTube or here on Blog Talk Radio, you can also connect with me as New Peace Wellness with Natasha on Facebook, as well as IG and LinkedIn. So definitely let's connect and let me know how you found me, as well as want to read the disclaimer. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast is only used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey in the right direction. As always, seek medical attention from your primary care physician as needed. So if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there is a follow button. I want you to go ahead and click that. And if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you click subscribe as well as the little bell so you'll get notifications when I go live. And that will help with many different things. So in keeping with our topic, the healing power of forgiveness, I have a few things that we want to go over. One of the heaviest emotional burdens we carry is a lack of forgiveness for others and especially self-forgiveness. And that was a quote by Deepak Chopra. And when we hold on to resentment, a grievance, shame, guilt, or pain from the past, our entire body and mind suffer. Our body produces excessive amounts of hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol, which over time can compromise our immune system. And now more than ever, we definitely want our immune systems to be at their peak and potentially contribute to cardiovascular disease. At this point, anything, anyone, or any place that is lowering our immune system is not worth your energy. So you want to eliminate that, if possible, out of your life. Hostility is an inflammatory emotion, hostility. And research has shown this is the number one emotional risk factor for premature death from heart attacks and strokes. Hostility is also linked to autoimmune disorders. It's not a coincidence that we speak of people dying from a broken heart or describe a betrayal as a stab in the back or say that a deep loss was gut-wrenching. So those things, you know, they come about, and we use them loosely, but literally it has an effect on the body. The medical community has known for many many years, more than 30 years, the body and the mind work together as one, something that God designed from the very beginning with creation, and you can find that biblically, you know, even before all of the medical studies came out. The body and mind are incredibly flexible And when we let go of the emotional toxicity, our body immediately begins to return to the divine alignment, which creates a state of self-healing and self-regulation. So we become what we were created from the beginning, that how God created us to be. On an emotional level, the benefits of forgiving and releasing the burden of judgment are valuable beyond compare. In forgiving, we free ourselves from the attachment to the past, and we clear the burden that constricts our heart and accelerate the aging process. So any of the negative emotions are going to do damage on the body, but forgiveness is something that we can begin to use to heal our bodies and to reverse any damage that is done. When we give our energy to forgiveness, we increase our capacity for compassion and love for everyone around us, including ourselves. Self-compassion is a beautiful thing when we learn it. It is a common thought for people to resist forgiving someone out of the belief that forgiveness in some way condones that person's actions. But forgiveness isn't about condoning an action that caused pain for us or others. We can forgive even if we refuse to tolerate someone's behavior and no longer want that person to be a part of our lives. So forgiveness is not saying that what happened is okay. It's saying that I love myself enough to move forward and to let go of anything that would hold me back that's a negative emotion. Ultimately, forgiveness is a gift we give to ourselves. We can benefit from forgiving even if the person we forgive isn't aware of our feelings or no longer alive. And many times with those situations, if it's someone that's deceased that we needed to forgive, writing a letter, whether you destroy it afterwards or not, but writing a letter will definitely help with the forgiveness process, with the healing process, with getting you in a place of wholeness. And definitely as a holistic coach, that is always something that I am encouraging people to do, is to heal, to make sure we get to a place of healing and wholeness. Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned by the South African government for 27 years, emerged without bitterness from his captors. He stated, "As I walked out of the doors toward my freedom, I knew that if I did not leave all the anger, hatred, and bitterness behind, I would still be in prison." And he meant mentally. Mentally, in our minds, we can be imprisoned and not even realize it. So is it worth imprisoning yourself and living something over and over again? And sometimes we have to separate ourselves from that person, place, or thing, because it becomes a constant reminder when we're in that the presence of that particular thing. It becomes easier to release and get out of the way. So Proverbs 10:12, the Good News Version, says, "Hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives all offenses." Love is a powerful emotion, and if we can learn it for ourselves, we can operate in love your neighbor as yourself. People love to quote that, but if you don't love yourself, you're not effectively loving your neighbor at all. There's no way you can. So forgiveness often doesn't happen all at once. In many cases of deep violation, forgiveness is often a process that requires you to forgive one layer at a time. Sometimes you have to forgive someone many times before you finally let go of all the emotional residue of the past. So be gentle with yourself. And if you need support and accountability, find a good therapist that can assist you in that healing process and that can make sure you are on the right track. Therapy is a beautiful thing. Therapists have tools that they use that will work you toward what you're doing, and they'll also keep you on track. Journaling is another good option, so make sure you're using all of the tools that you need. Depending on what the particular situation was, you may need that one-on-one accountability from a therapist versus just journaling. Both of those tools working together will definitely give you the healing you need. As you take steps to restore peace in your heart, you will feel a shift. Every act of forgiveness and letting go is an act of healing your own self. As you practice it on a regular basis, allowing it to become second nature as it is part of our spiritual DNA, you will feel lighter as you expand your capacity or flexibility for love and compassion. So just wanted to share with you this week on making sure that you are forgiving, especially forgiving yourself for whatever took place, not just forgiving the other person or the situation, but using the tools to make sure you forgive yourself and moving yourself in the right direction so that you can be whole, whole as a person, whole in general. You want to make sure you are whole. So, again, we were live on Blog Talk Radio today as well as here on YouTube, and just wanted to make sure that we shared with you what it is that was needed, how it was needed, where you needed to go in order to get resources, and just some tips in order to make sure that you are possessing wellness daily and living your best life. So I am Natasha L. Brown, Healing Evangelist, Holistic Advocate, and your host for My New Peace Radio. Know that I love you and that self-love and self-compassion are your superpowers. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week, and we will see you in both places again next week and any of the other platforms that I am on. Thank you. All right, Blog Talk listeners, I just ended with YouTube and just want to make sure that you are connecting as well. We are back here on My New Peace Radio. This is our second episode. We've been gone for a while. But definitely if you haven't connected with me on my social platforms, go ahead and do so to make sure that we stay connected, not just here on Blog Talk Radio, but Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. So make sure you are joining me. And again, enjoy your week. Thank you.